Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It may not be everybody's cup of tea, but I definitely have enjoyed it. Hey, Jim, Pat, interns, community, Jason Goble. Unfortunately, just got out of the hospital. An unfortunate papier-mâché accident. Apparently, I got a little bit too enthusiastic about Angine de Poitrine. Thankfully, I listened to a lot of new music that came out in March. Once again, there was tons I loved. But ultimately, I settled with these that I'm about to talk about, which will be my March new music picks. First, I got to go with the band King Tough, who released Moo. King Tough is primarily Kyle Tyson, a guitarist out of Brattleboro, Vermont. Him and his band is someone I had heard of, but never really listened to. But there were a bunch of pre-releases before Moo proper came out at the end of the month. And really was intrigued by what I was hearing, so I was enthusiastic to listen to the entire release, which I really enjoyed. Great guitar driven songs featuring plenty of Kyle Tyson. The song I'll go with is song Delusions, but do recommend the whole thing. King Tough's Moo, my first pick. For my second pick, look, I always go back to my favorites, and, you know, one of the albums I was definitely looking forward to this month was the new release from Ray, and she released This Music May Contain Hope, which is my second pick. You know, it's a fun album. Starts with an introduction, ends with her actually reciting her credits out loud, something I don't think I've ever heard on an album as the last track. And in between, lots of great upbeat songs, lots of great ballads, guest appearances from the Reverend Al Green as well as Hans Zimmer. The song that I'm going to spotlight was actually a pre-release, but it's been on repeat, and I think it's my favorite track on the album, at least thus far, after initial listens. It's the song Nightingale Lane, and it's just, it got Ray singing at her finest, and to me, an amazing song. But that having said, I do love the whole album and do recommend Ray. This music may contain hope, which is my second pick.
This is a song about the greatest heartbreak I've ever known. This song is called Nightingale Lane.
On the street, in the South London suburbs, where my first love kissed me goodbye. His lips were thin, a beer stained, and tear stained. Was a pain that made me colder now. After the oceans I cried, I made of steel, just floating now. But when I drive down this road, I reminisce. I drive slow, I've let them go now. Just see a ghost town, and sometimes at red lights, I tell myself, looking back now, we never were quite right for each other, baby. But at the absence of passion in my life, I remember how alive love once was, and I sighed when I dried.
And I do have a bonus pick. It is a cover. It may not be everybody's cup of tea, but I definitely have enjoyed it. It's from Alexis Taylor, who is a member and the lead singer of the band Hot Chip. I released a solo album, Paris in the Spring. I like it, mostly a relaxing affair. One of the songs on the album is a cover of the Rolling Stones' Wild Horses. And as I said, this may be polarizing, but I like the laid-back groove he puts behind his version of Wild Horses, and really enjoy it. It's Wild Horses from Alexis Taylor, my third and final pick. That's it. I hope all are doing well, and we'll speak to you all later.
Living after we
An unfortunate papier-mâché accident.